Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that was a fun hour reminiscing and cool storytelling about not only TJ Oshie's career and impact on Washington, D.C. and the Stanley Cup and Spencer Carberry winning Coach of the Year and the anniversary, the 7-year anniversary, but got a complete surprise that I did not know about from Mad Max. Not only a stud pitcher, and handsomely paid. And devilishly handsome.
Oh, stop. No, please keep going. Tell me more.
But he held the Stanley Cup.
Kissed it, too.
And kissed it. You played tonsil hockey with it, huh?
How could you not?
I mean, I would do the same.
Right.
Some of us have not been that lucky, Mad Max.
Oh, trust me, I'm a lucky guy. It's part of the reason I'm here.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you're here.
I am too.
I'm glad you're here.
Like my job.
Yeah, we like you. You're not bad.
See, I'm not bad. You know, we're working on it.
No, I mean, you're one of our favorites. I don't want to play favorites, but you're one of our favorites.
I'm one of your favorites, but that's for different reasons.
You are our favorite. You know what? I'm just going to bury AMAC when he's not here. He won't hear. He won't hear this.
No, he would never.
He's on a 4-day vacation.
I would never put this in a clip for him to listen to later. I would never do that.
Hey, Mac, you're the best. We miss you. But Mad Max is great, too.
Way to toe the line.
Why don't you put that in a clip? How boring is that?
Sure. It will make for a very good listen clip.
I could have been funny. And said something humorous that he would just absolutely hate, or I could have been a nice guy.
I mean, why don't you just do both?
It doesn't pay to be a nice guy sometimes.
It's true, it doesn't.
Ah, man. All right, anyway.
Roto World, right?
Yes, Roto World. Roto World, Roto World. Now, listen, some people are mad and upset and whatever, and they just can't process things that happen at this time of the year. And I'll just say this. It's always a talking point. It's always a thing where you say, okay, it's one person's view. It's somebody who has an opinion, who has NFL knowledge, who is removed from the area, who is someone that, again, doesn't necessarily identify as a Commanders fan. Okay? Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But when you don't see the results that you want to see, people take it personally. I don't know Patrick Daugherty personally, but we followed each other on Twitter for, you know, a long time, and I should probably get him on.
You said that in the past tense, like he stopped following you.
Maybe he has. I don't know. I think he still does. I think it's at RotoPat, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it's at RotoPat. But anyway, he did this thing, general manager rankings. Yeah, he still follows me. We should get him on. But anyway, he did these GM rankings, which he does coach rankings, head coach rankings, I should say, every year for Roto World and so on and so forth. So basically, it's just analyzing and ranking the 32 team general managers. So, of course, Howie Roseman is number one, right? Actually, you know what? Before we go any further, let me just give it to you this. Now, Adam Peters was in his first summer at that point as a general manager, right? And he was basically, what they do is they rank the ones that have been around for a year on the job, because it's not fair to rank somebody who just took over the job. So he was essentially unranked last year. Not only was he a first-time general manager, but he was, again, a first-year general manager. So even if he was a veteran general manager, i.e. a Tom Telesco, who had gone from the Chargers to the Raiders and then got summarily dumped by the Raiders as well, Tom Telesco wasn't ranked either. Okay, just so you know. Here's what it said a year ago in Roto World, part of NBCSports.com, from Patrick Daugherty about Adam Peters. Quote, a scout for Bill Belichick before he was an executive for Kyle Shanahan. Adam Peters has an impressive background. In fact, he has the background. You won't find credentials more impeccable. That's hope for the future. The present is a bit underwhelming. Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels both have extreme upside. Quinn is an elite defensive coordinator, beloved by his players. He was also the definition of a replacement-level head coach with the Falcons, who gave him a long leash. Daniels is a gifted dual-threat quarterback whose rushing ability and deep passing won him a Heisman Trophy. The problem is he turns 24 as a rookie and has major red flags easily spotted by even the most casual of fans. Of observers, I should say. These are the people Peters is tied to. Again, the upside can't be disputed. The downside is that Peters doesn't even make it to a third draft in 2026. All right. So, that said, a year later, Howie Roseman is number one. Not a surprise. Last year was Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and they did both because Andy's got significant personnel control in Kansas City. And Andy's gone through general managers because of that. This year, they're number two behind Howie Roseman, who, again, was part of Andy Reid's tree and whatnot in Philadelphia before he became fully on his own and whatever. And Andy went to Kansas City. So Andy Reid and Brett Veach are number two. Sean McVay and Les Snead. I mean, this is kind of like coaches that have influence, power, say, which, listen, most have influence. It's a matter of how much influence and ultimately how much control or input or power you have. But Sean McVay, Les Snead with the Los Angeles Rams are number three. All right. I mean, it's hard to argue with that. They've won a Super Bowl. They made it to another Super Bowl. They were a step away from the NFC Championship last year. I mean, it's hard to argue with that, right? Okay, they didn't have a great year 2 years ago. I mean, that happens. Eric DaCosta, number four of the Ravens. Again, hard to dispute that Eric DaCosta doesn't deserve to be in the top five, whether it's three, four, whatever. I mean, you can make an argument. I don't think you can make an argument that he's better than Howie Roseman and or Andy Reid and Brett Veach, but you could certainly make an argument he deserves to be number three over Les Snead and Sean McVay. Number four, Brian Gutekunst of the Packers. That's an interesting one. It's an interesting one. But it's hard to deny what he's done, bringing in Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, developing, drafting, being a part of the plan with Jordan Love, paying Jordan Love, bringing in Matt LaFleur, all of that. Brad Holmes, one of my favorites. I think a guy that gets very little credit for Detroit, while some people are just slurping up Ben Johnson. Brad Holmes of the Detroit Lions is number six on this list. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are number seven off of a bad year, right? And they go through some of what they've done, some of all that. Again, just because a lot of people around here hate the Shanahan name doesn't mean if you're not being ignorant that you can't see what they've built in San Francisco. And yes, they've fallen short ultimately in the Super Bowl twice. Some teams would kill to make it to the Super Bowl once, never mind twice, and to be in a position in the final 10 minutes to win that game. Okay? Now they got to win it, and it doesn't look like it's not looking good this year. I don't know if they're going to get another year. So it may never happen, but the notion that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are failures because they haven't won a Super Bowl is absurd. I mean, that would be the icing on the cake. That would cement that. Number eight, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean of the Buffalo Bills. Same dance. They haven't won a Super Bowl. They haven't even made it to a Super Bowl. But all they do is win in the regular season, win playoff games, and battle either the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead or Lamar and the Ravens, or I guess there was the one year with the Bengals in which they actually lost at home, but that wasn't the championship game, so on and so forth. Certainly deserving. John Schneider of the Seahawks is number nine. Now they moved on from Pete Carroll a year ago and brought in Mike McDonald. And all they did was win 10 games and not make the playoffs. And then all they did was trade the starting quarterback and sign a new starting quarterback.
And
wide receiver one, DK Metcalf, and trade their backup quarterback to the team of their new starting quarterback, the Minnesota Vikings, in Sam Howell. John Schneider has had a long history. Like, there were a couple lean years with the draft when they were picking in the high 20s. You know, kind of similar to how things played out for Mike Rizzo in the Nationals, different sport. But when you're picking that high or low, you know, there's more boom or bust nature to that. And finally, at number 10, Jason Light of the Bucks. Listen, I know the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans want more than just winning division titles. However, in order to make the playoffs, you don't have to win a division title. But if you win a division title, you make the playoffs and you host a home playoff game, which is about all you can realistically ask for. And that's all they do in Tampa. He got Tom Brady to sign on the dotted line, and they won a Super Bowl. And then since then, yes, it's been a little bit disappointing, but all they do is win division title after division title after division title. And oh, by the way, when nobody wanted Baker Mayfield, he signed him. And they turned Baker Mayfield back into what Baker Mayfield was expected to be. And they've kept him healthy, and then they re-signed him. And sure, there are times where Baker Mayfield's going to want to make you rip your hair out. There's also a lot of times where Baker Mayfield's going to be, you know, slinging the ball around and just carving people up. Again, you got to live with some of that roller coaster ride. But I would rather have Baker Mayfield on my team than half the other quarterbacks in the league, if not more. So Jason Light, for, again, big picture, like track record of success, oh, plus a Super Bowl, gets number 10. So that means no Adam Peters in the top 10. You've seen this list, I assume, right? So you know where he ranks. Adam Peters ranked 11th, one spot out of the top 10. Before we read what it says about Adam Peters, I'm just going to say this. There is absolutely no insult at all. None. Zero. Period. None. That Adam Peters isn't in the top 10. Zero.
I also think that this list was made with the graphic in mind.
Fine.
Leaving, you know, doing the top 10, leaving him off to create a little bit of
fine.
This.
But legitimately, I don't know who he would go over based on track record. Not based on 1 year, which is not maybe fair to him, but based on track record. All of the other guys ahead of him have a longer and, in a lot of cases, more decorated track record. That's not Adam Peters' fault. That's just reality. They didn't pick... They didn't pick Joe Shane, for God's sakes, in the top 10. You know? They didn't pick Ryan Poles of Chicago in the top 10. They didn't pick Chris Greer down in Miami in the top 10. You see where I'm getting at? There's no embarrassment here. There's no reason to get your feathers ruffled, to get your panties in a twist. No reason at all. Zero. None. There isn't one guy that's on that top 10 list that I would say, yeah, they're clearly not deserving of that spot. You could argue how some of them are ranked. You can argue about who you believe and trust and want more. I know the answer to that. You can argue all of that, but you cannot legitimately say, huh? How is that dude on that list? How is that guy in the top 10? You can't do that. You're not being fair. So Adam Peters, real quickly, is 11th. I think that's outstanding. That's top one-third of the league. There's 32 teams. Top one-third of the league. It's just a hair outside the top 10. And one more really good year, or even very good year. And I promise you Adam Peters is in the top 10 next year. Don't be insulted. Don't be mad. Don't be angry. Don't think that somebody's out to get you or hold down the Commanders or anything like that. I'm going to give you what it says in just a wee little bit, but first I want to get to Paulie, see what he thinks about this list. Let him weigh in on that and whatever else he wants to get to. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hail to the W, man. Russell,
hello.
Good, man. How you
what's
doing?
Shaking? How you been?
Hey, no, nobody cares, man. And nobody definitely cares about the unconditional love you and Max have for each other. That's only why I called in. I'm like, how long y'all gonna go on telling each other that y'all love each other? Let me tell you something, Max. He don't love you. He only loves one person.
Listen, Paulie. He loves the Caps winning the Stanley Cup, as do I, which is why we spent an entire hour on it.
Yeah, and how do you know that I don't love Max?
Right.
He tells me he loves me every day.
How do you know this?
That was the hour nobody listened to.
And that was an entire hour that I don't care.
Listen, I just told you how I know. You only love Linnell. That's the only guy behind the glass.
You know what? That's fair, Paulie. I respect that. I get it. It's okay.
Linnell is the only guy. Hey.
Paulie.
Nobody cares about these rankings, man. We talking about rankings.
List season, Paulie. What do you want us to talk about?
Here's Paulie's checklist. Nobody cares about the French Open final. Nobody cares about the Nationals. Nobody cares about the NBA finals. Nobody cares about the Stanley Cup finals. Nobody cares about LIV Golf. Nobody cares about Washington Spirit. Nobody cares about the DC Defenders. Nobody cares about lists. Nobody cares about hockey. What else you got? Anything else?
Nobody cares about Jacory Kroski Merritt versus What name am I blanking on right now?
Brian Robinson?
No, even further down the depth chart. It's really going to hurt me. I'm going to hear
the third running back, you mean?
No, not Jeremy McNichols. Kaz Allen is who I'm thinking of.
Rodriguez. Yeah, Chris Rodriguez. I think Chris Rodriguez and Mike Wiley are more, you know. But
I was looking for Kaz Allen. That's the name I was struggling for.
Don't worry, man.
Yeah, Kaz Allen's got a Kaz Allen's actually got to hold on to the football before he gets anything.
I agree.
But anyway,
you forgot one.
What did I forget?
Nobody cares about Russell. Nobody cares about Russell.
I care about Chris Russell.
Hey, Paul.
Listen, I heard you say you care about him for 45 minutes. We know. You care about
Russell. I don't know that he does. I'm probably going to tell him a few more times before we get out of here, Paulie.
Paulie, here's how I know you were listening with wax in your ears. Max, did you tell me at some point that I'm forgetting in the last hour that you cared about me?
Hey,
no, I would never.
You ought to talk enough. Let me talk, man. Listen, you're right about
it. I mean, you're talking gibberish. That's the problem.
Everybody ahead of him or Peters on that list deserves to be ahead of Peters on that list. And still,
that's the first good point you made, Paulie.
He got 1 year underneath his belt. He did a good job of bringing a bunch of no-name guys together. And now let's see what he do this year with the same type of groupie. Like I said, the pool is a little better that he had to pick from. He's winning to do that for you. But we'll see. Everybody ahead of him has been established, had more than one playoff run, and like you said, some Super Bowl appearances. So. If you want to talk rankings, he's ranked right where he should be. That's all it is to it, man. Hail to the W. Let's go, Knicks. We out.
Let's go, Knicks. Where? To hell?
To find a coach.
To hell?
To find a coach, he said. Fair.
What are you going to do? Steal Steve Nash from the Mavericks?
Steal Steve Nash. Get out of here, man. We get Jeff Van Gundy back, the original comb-over.
Oh.
You know what I mean? We like coaches.
Who called that? Mr. Basketball. Mr. Hoops.
Van Gundy, baby.
I was the first one to call that, not you.
You weren't the first one. I've been calling that for 2 years.
Yeah,
man.
Whatever.
Get out of here. I ain't trying to hear that. And I said it on your show. What are you talking about? Because he's with the Clippers on the end of the bench doing a good job.
Like that matters. Your phone,
starting to go underwater.
Your phone stinks like your phone call and your takes and your opinions. 21 minutes after the hour. Thank goodness that's over. I didn't miss the last week and a half when Paulie didn't call.
He was enjoying a vacation.
We were too.
Well, in some
working.
Ways, yeah.
While working. 301-230-0980. What Roto World, Pat Doherty said about Adam Peters this year, this time around, next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy, baby. With you, 26 minutes after the hour. Final half an hour or so of the show. Craig Hoffman coming up at 4 o'clock. Again, TJ Oshie making a special announcement. 5:30 at the Georgetown Water Fountains there. And again, don't know exactly what it is, but presumably it is a maybe either or, but I think it's probably a joint announcement of his intention to retire and also to promote his upcoming documentary that focuses on the relationship of he and his dad, and right in time for Father's Day weekend, which is next weekend, by the way. So if you
get your gifts,
still are fortunate enough to have a dad in your life, Max, you are. You know, unfortunately, my dad and stepfather passed away, but as everybody knows, I love my kids, and I try and do the right thing to take care of them and, you know, all that. And I don't want a pat on the back. That's just what you're supposed to do. If you have a dad in your life, father-in-law, fatherly figure, whatever it might be, do something nice for them. You don't have to buy an expensive gift. You can cook them dinner. Take them out to breakfast. Mow the lawn for them. Whatever. You know? Take them to the ball game. I mean, that's expensive, but you get the point. Speaking
especially
of the Nationals
Park
and the ball game, my pal Rich from the Nats Report sent this to me. I believe it just crossed less than 10 minutes ago. Apparently, the Fredericksburg Nationals are going to be sold to a group called Diamond Baseball Holdings. The team will remain the single-A affiliate of the Nationals, and the front office will stay intact. So says my guy Rich from at the Nats Report, at the Nats Report on Twitter. Rich does a good job covering from a super fan perspective. He's got a daily newsletter and everything. Does a really good job, so make sure you support him. You know, we talk about, you know, the Nats Report all the time. Mention Talk Nats and all that stuff. So we like those sites. You know, we don't compete against. I don't compete against them. I work in concert with them. So anyway, just wanted to pass that along. Looks like the Fredericksburg Nationals are going to get sold, but they'll remain in the Nationals family. So and that's important. Right. I mean, you want your affiliates. Remember the 2 years that the Nationals, because they were, well, let me rewind before I get myself in trouble. Remember the 2 years that the Nationals were stuck with their AAA team in Fresno, California, because they were so misguided in their business philosophy. See, these are the things that don't get remembered about the Lerner family. I don't know if that one came down purely to money as much as it came down to, I believe it was like a 4-year contract that Nashville wanted them to sign. And listen, Nashville's not right around the corner either. But Nashville's a 9-hour drive. You could do it if you need to and if you can't get a plane. Fresno, when they were in Fresno for 2 years, with their AAA affiliate, they had to stash their guys at AA or call up guys from AA because they couldn't get them from Fresno in basically, you know, if they made a decision at 10:30 at night for a 7 o'clock game the next day, they couldn't get them a flight from Fresno to Washington. Now, I'm sure they could sometimes, and they did, but a lot of the times their affiliate on the AA level was serving as the port or the portal because the Nationals made a terrible deal. A terrible deal. Just one of the things. One of the things. Anyway, so looks like that will happen, and away you go. Real quickly, before we take the timeout for the trending alert, here's what Roto World Pat Doherty said about Adam Peters. Adam Peters made the NFC Championship game his first year on the job with a quarterback he drafted, with a coach he hired. And remember what Doherty said last year when Peters was unranked, as he unranks or as he doesn't rank first-year GMs or GMs with a new team. He said he's basically hitched to Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels, and there was questions about both. There were good things about both, but whatever. He said, with a coach he hired, with a defensive captain he signed in free agency, other than that, it was a so-so season? So, yes, Peters had the inaugural campaign dreams are made of. Although you could argue that there's nowhere to go but down. Peters has kept his sights trained upward. He traded for a number one quarterback in Marshawn Lattimore, left tackle in Laramie Tunsil, and a number two wideout in Deebo Samuel. He used the number 29 overall pick on a right tackle. Consider Washington's primary needs addressed. Although this team is understandably playing for 2025, Peters now just needs to make sure he doesn't sacrifice overall roster stability and depth for the transient present. There's a reason Washington was picking number two overall in 2024. Then again, when your circumstances change, there's no point in pretending otherwise. What was supposed to be a rebuild is now a championship window. If Peters ends up paying the price in 2027 or 2028, there's a strong chance it will have been worth it. Peters had a first-year plan. He executed it to perfection. He's earned the benefit of the doubt for seasons to come. By the way, last point on this for today, Adam Peters did rank one spot ahead of Nick Caserio of the Texans. You might say, Caserio, like, they were a disaster. Listen, he made the playoffs the first 2 years of C.J. Stroud. He took C.J. Stroud number two overall, and Will Anderson. Both of those picks have worked out pretty darn good. Caserio deserves to be there. I think it's a tip of the cap to Adam Peters that Peters ranked one spot ahead of him. I don't think that's automatic. But I'm glad it didn't, because then I could really see Commanders fans having something to chew on. If you're being true and honest, you don't really have a major bone to pick with this list, quite honestly. I mean, you could say so-so, that comment, so-so, meaning about Adam Peters' first year, which we'll probably dive into tomorrow. But you got that. All right. Time for a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Let's go. All right. Tonight, it is Stanley Cup Final, game number three. The series shifts to Sunrise, Florida, just outside of Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Series tied 1-1. And if you're a betting man, I would bet plus a yes on overtime. As both games have gone almost to a second overtime in game one, and then indeed to a second overtime in game two late Friday night into Saturday morning before Brad Marchand won it for Florida on a breakaway. Again, game three just after 8 o'clock, TNT, True TV, and Max for your television coverage. Meanwhile, the Nationals are off tonight. They'll start a series in New York at Citi Field against the Mets tomorrow night. Lots of baseball action on the docket, probably the top game. The Chicago Cubs visiting the struggling Philadelphia Phillies, who are dealing with all sorts of injuries and situations on their roster. Meanwhile, the WNBA looks like this. Golden State, the expansion franchise, taking on the LA Sparks. Two teams kind of struggling record-wise. From the NFL, the Packers plan to release veteran cornerback Jaire Alexander. Also, the Bengals planning on releasing longtime linebacker Jermaine Pratt. And on top of that, the Houston Texans have signed Nick Chubb, or have reached an agreement, should say, with veteran running back Nick Chubb. And that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. guests. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're not blaming it on the boogie, I don't know who you're blaming it on. A little Jackson 5 for you. Never a bad thing. We don't have time to get to it today, but over the weekend there was this landmark ruling from a judge in California about the NIL and colleges being able to now directly pay athletes.
Pony up the bread.
Up to a salary cap level of $20.5 million. Look, I'm no expert in all of this. I'm happy people are getting paid. Certainly, again, athletes have deserved to get paid some form or the other. But if you think that free agency, the transfer portal, and NIL hasn't ruined college athletics, you're not paying attention. I'm sorry. Just as I knew it would, it's completely diminished team building, program building. It's sent many coaches into an early retirement. I have a friend, I'll just leave it at that, that's very involved in this. And he tells me all the time how much of a disaster it is behind the scenes. And it is not about the players getting their fair. Players are strictly making decisions, not based on play time, not based on opportunity to win. They are strictly making decisions based on who's offering them the most amount of money. And then they, in some cases, want to come back crying and miss what they left behind. And don't get the playing time that they thought they were going to get. But hey, at least they got paid. At least they can buy a new Lamborghini.
Well, and also set up your family for a little bit, especially
sure.
with given how much they've gotten or, you know, how much they give up to get you to where you are. And that's the other thing is like very, like so, few, like it's one, like I said, 1% of 1% of 1% make it to the pros.
Yes.
So you might as well make it as much as you can in college. At least that's the mindset. Now, how it's dealt with by players and their families, a la Nico and Maliava, that's on you.
Well, but that's the problem. You have agents that their only concern is to get as much money as they can
yeah.
for their client. Why?
Because it makes more money for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't make any mistake. One big time success story leads to more clients.
Of course.
And, you know, obviously, whatever you negotiate for your one client, five clients, whatever, you're getting a cut of. So that's what they care about.
Man, Scott Boras is rich.
Oh, I mean, like, absurd.
Because we got ESPN baseball right? highlights going, it just popped into my head. Like, he's making so much money.
I mean, you know he's got James Wood, Dylan Cruz.
Oh, I'd like
and
to.
And Mackenzie Gore, I believe.
I try not to think about it.
Yeah. So then also this came out just a little bit ago. In addition to, I don't want to say it's a landmark ruling. It's because we've already knew this was going to be the system. It was just a matter of
when, not
whether,
if.
Right, when, and it's like coming July 1st, I think, meaning for this season, there is also going to be, and I don't know exactly all the rules, so don't get after me. Those of you that believe in equality and fairness and all that stuff, you are going to see not only women's sports, but men's sports that are non-revenue generating. Tennis, golf.
Softball player just signed a first seven-figure deal.
Fine. In certain schools, you're going to see a bonanza for women's sports, too.
Yeah.
And fair. But awesome. what I'm saying is, at many schools, if not every school, you are going to see and I'm not sure how Title IX exactly works into this, but you are going to see men's and women's programs of non-revenue generation being cut and being axed. Because if you've got to pay people,
got to save it somewhere.
You got to save it somewhere.
Yeah.
Not only that, I was reminded this weekend of this. You know all these Taj Mahal athletic facilities?
Yeah.
That all these big schools have? SEC. Yeah.
They're not going to be that nice.
They ain't going to be that nice. They're going to be more like what you get at Command Land.
At the league, yeah.
At the NFL level, which, don't get me wrong, there's nice facilities.
But you don't have a charger in your locker.
But but you ain't going to get the actually, castles.
They might have it in Minnesota.
You're not going to get the bells and whistles that you get at every university or many universities now. Why? Because those are strictly recruiting tools.
Yeah.
Now the recruiting tool is how much I'm going to pay you. That's all that matters. So teams, schools, are going to start, and because they have to fund $20.5 million, not to mention athletic full scholarships and all the other bells and whistles that come along with it, they still got to fund all of that.
Yep.
And $20 million a year in salary. Not for their coaches. Not for the athletic staff. Not for the trainers. Just for the players. To recruit.
Does this mean I can FOIA request players' text messages between them and their AD?
Sure. Go do it.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Then there's this. Ready for this?
We'll find out what they're saying to Bill.
We're gonna talk probably more about this tomorrow. Not this part of the story, but this just crossed. According to Pete Nakos, I believe is how you say his name, at Pete Nakos underscore.
Shout out to the Greeks.
We started the show with Greeks. We're gonna end the show sort of with Greeks. Anybody want to bring us some Greek food? Penn State and UCLA have signed eight-figure private capital deals with a company called Elevate. The Nittany Lions and the Bruins make college sports history by being the first two athletic departments to take on private capital. Meaning a private capital investment fund, company, whatever, is giving Penn State and UCLA money. Eight-figure capital deals. This just in. Wait, six figures is hundreds of thousands. Seven figures is Wait. Eight figures is what? $10+ million dollars a year?
Tens of millions, yeah.
So Elevate, I guess, is giving, let's just call it $12 million a year to Penn State. And
that seems
$11 million dollars a year. Absolutely. Just using it as an example. And $11 million a year to UCLA. Here. Put our signage up, talk about how we are the private investment firm or the private capital investment firm of Nittany Lions Athletics and blah, blah, blah. It's an advertising marketing deal. Here's $12 million, here's $15 million, here's $20 million, here's $50 million, here's whatever million. Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to come up with this money.
Right.
This is a marketing deal. This is a sponsorship deal. This is how you're going to pay your guys. This is how you're going to recruit. This is how you're going to win. Go ahead. But our signage goes everywhere. You know, Beaver Stadium, on the field, on the television broadcasts, in the locker room, whatever. And maybe, just maybe, with these private capital funds, and what about, they're already talking, Jason Wright, the former Commanders president, was talking at a business conference about the NFL and just a matter of time before they eventually sell out to Saudi investment money and all of that.
Keep their hands off
college athletics. College athletics is probably going to do the same, people. I mean, when the well runs dry on Elevate, or whatever private investment firm.
Which, how do you make return off investment on that? We'll get into it another time.
Sponsorship, and you know, I businesses see it, I guess, and CEOs see it, and they're like, "What does this elevate? Let me say, oh, okay, you know, whatever." I mean, I presume, but my point being is, it's not going to be long. Maybe 10 years before, like, whatever Saudi investment firm that already has their tentacles in, like, WWE and I think UFC.
Yeah.
It's not going to be long before the NFL, which cares about nothing but money and ratings, zero outside of that.
And player safety.
Oh, well, yes, sure. But it's not going to be long before they're running the NFL in some way, shape, or form. And it's not going to be, I promise you, it ain't going to be more than 10 years before they are running the entire world of sports. I mean, Monumental's already got a deal. I don't remember the exact particulars, but they've already got Saudi money, international money, and have for the last couple of years. As part of the group, they're going to own it all. All the oil wells and distillery, they're going to own it all. Every last damn bit of it.
Glory to Mohammed bin Salman for paying my salary.
Can they own a radio station, please?
Who knows if Monumental will ever make a move.
If the Iron Sheik was still alive, and he could, you know, buy the radio station and pay me what I'm worth, pay Mad Max
my line.
Another paycheck,
because Lord knows I need it.
Yeah, an eighth paycheck.
Yeah,
we would appreciate that. Can you please buy a radio station, like specifically this one?
Have you ever considered this dying medium?
What are you talking about? We're not dying.
No, I'm just kidding. We're going thriving. Stronger than ever.
We're thriving. Some shows I hear are even on video.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
You don't hear on video, but you can hear on video.
Right.
Never mind.
Imagine that.
It's crazy. It's a novel idea.
Come back, finish up the show, and stop causing more damage on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Might be us.
Oh, if you're not on the love train by the OJs, I don't know what train you're on. Spread the love, baby. I'm heading up on a train in a week and a half to New York City.
Ooh, the big city.
Yeah, taking my son for his 24th birthday.
Hey.
So I'll be out for a couple of days towards the end of next week and sporadically after that and some vacation and all that stuff.
What's that time of year?
Yeah, exactly. So I apologize in advance. You'll be stuck with Linnell. No, I'm just teasing.
Well, hopefully I won't be here.
I'm just teasing. All right, it is time. You know what time it is, right? Of course you know what time it is. It is that time where we get to make fun of somebody.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Mad Max, answer this for me. Is Aaron Judge a really good hitter and player?
He's fine.
Mm-hmm. Home runs last night. The Red Sox and the Yankees once again played on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. I know. Go figure. Surprise! Shocker! The only surprise was they wasted a Red Sox-Yankee bullet opposite for after the first hour and 10 minutes of the NBA Finals. That's the only surprise. They do not care about Major League Baseball. ESPN, they care about ratings and money. Okay? But Boston young right-hander Hunter Dobbins, a lifelong Red Sox fan from Texas and the starter last night, told the Boston Herald on Saturday that he'd rather retire if the Yankees were the last team to give him a contract.
Real hate.
So, so, what he's saying is, lifelong Red Sox fan in Texas, I'm sure for all the right reasons, right? Lifelong Red Sox fan in Texas, growing up, I'm sure it had nothing to do with them winning three World Series or whatever it was. But Aaron Judge said he was unaware of the comment until Eduardo Perez of the ESPN broadcast related to him before Sunday night's series finale on ESPN. So then, the first thing Judge does is crush a 98-mile-an-hour fastball for a two-run home run that traveled 436 feet and 108.6 off the bat to the opposite field.
Tough scene.
A 436-footer. Judge would hit another home run in the ninth inning. The Red Sox had a big lead. It was not off the same pitcher. But how about this clown going,
I'm such a big Red Sox fan. I would never side with the Yankees if that was the last thing I did.
Shut the hell up, you loser. Of course you would sign with the Yankees. If they offered you the most money, of course you would sign with the Yankees.
Not if you have morals.
Oh, enough. You would join the Dallas Cowboy Radio Network tonight if they offered.
No, get lost.
You work for 18 MLB
teams. I'm a man
teams.
Of integrity, Chris Russell. Yeah, let's not do this at the end of the show.
You're a man of the cloth.
Never.
Craig Hoffman is coming up next. He will take you through your afternoon. Again, TJ Oshie with a special announcement. Again, I don't have any inside knowledge. I'm just using common sense. I expect TJ Oshie to announce his retirement and promote his upcoming documentary that is coming out this upcoming weekend for Father's Day weekend. So good luck to TJ. And if it is the end, as we expect, thank you. Great memories. And in case you missed the whole 2 o'clock hour, and yeah, we might be the only show that did it. I don't really care. We don't do cookie cutter radio around here. We relived TJ Oshie's career. We relived Spencer Carberry's Coach of the Year award. And 7 years ago, what happened over the weekend when the Capitals won their first and only Stanley Cup. Thanks to Mad Max. Thanks to you for listening. See you back here tomorrow at 1. Adios.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.